Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
I'm here with the head coach, Luke Richardson, on another edition of Insider Podcast. Luke, St. Patrick's Day. What does this mean to you on a day like this?
Obviously it's a little bit more of a fun holiday than a spiritual one, I think, for us, the way everybody celebrates over here. So I joined in the fun and had a few Guinnesses yesterday and just walked around, saw the river for the first time, green, because last year we were out of town. So that was kind of fun to see everybody enjoying it and having a good time, and a lot of good spirit out in the roads yesterday in the city of Chicago.
It was nice weather, and heard that there was a huge crowd downtown.
Really huge. So we went down and met Kevin Dean. We walked around a little bit, and then he went south, and I went north, because north was much more quiet and a little bit easier to get around. The sidewalks were full, for sure.
So the game on Friday didn't go as according to plan. Two really good games prior to that, scoring seven goals. You were talking about some of the issues that you needed to clean up coming into this game, specifically the backdoor plays, leaving kind of the goaltender in a position where he's very vulnerable. How do you defend that better today against the San Jose Sharks?
I think it starts more around the blue line. I thought the one goal that was Kopitar backdoor, Korchinski was kind of left on his own, and he had to take a choice, the back door or the front guy, and he had to front the guy coming down the middle, and that leaves the back door open. So, I think there was a little miscommunication where we doubled up Kurashev and Magna on an eye-up kind of entry, and that kind of messed up on the backside. So if we can clean that up and be a little more aggressive in the neutral zone with our Ds having a better gap and our third forward tracking harder and sorting it out by the red line is what we usually try and do. It's the D's job to kind of call it out because they're skating backwards, so they see everything in front of them, and the forwards can't pick up everything over their shoulders. So we're trying to get our D's to communicate early by the red line to let the forward know where to go. And I think there really was no communication last game on some of our line rushes against. And part of that was, LA's good attack, and part of it was us not handling it well. So if we can get a little better of that. And the last game we played San Jose, they had quite a few of their chances off the rush. So we got to do a better job today for sure.
If you look at the way the power play's been clicking as of late, they had some really good looks again, but it almost seemed like in the game against the LA Kings, they were waiting for the power play opportunity to spark the offense. Is that a dangerous thought mentality when you kind of get into that mode, when you know that you're waiting for those opportunities for the man advantage?
Yeah, for sure. And, with a team like LA, they're big. So once they get the puck, it's hard to get it back. So we just rely on scoring on the power play, because you never know how many power plays you're going to get, or if you run into a hot goaltender, or if they're the number one penalty killing team in the league as well. So I think we needed to get off to probably a better start last game, and I think that's what our objective is today. And then once we do force a team to take a penalty, then we're sparking on all cylinders, so that's going to help the power play even more, I think, move the puck quicker and attack.
I know you've talked about it a little bit, but Lucas Reichel back in the lineup tonight is in a position where he went down, played well in Rockford, kind of similar to the situation that he had last year. He came in, he really excelled at the end of the season. What are you looking for in these last games of the season out of Lucas Reichel?
Yeah, just some energy, especially on the line rushes and tracking down loose pucks. That's what he can do. He's fast, and I want him to be aggressive on the puck. And, I think yesterday, if any indication, I know it's only a practice, he seemed to be really dialed into that. He was going on the line rushes and shooting pucks yesterday in practice. Seems like he had a little bit of a weight lifted off his shoulders and just went down and played hockey. And I think that's what he needs to do here tonight.
San Jose Sharks played last night. They lost in Columbus, but they outshot Columbus by a 2-1 margin in that game. They had a lot of opportunities. What are the challenges here this evening against the San Jose Sharks?
Yeah, they attack off the rush well. They get their fourth man up there with one of their D at all times. So if we're conscious of that and tracking hard and like I said earlier, just sorting out those line rushes against, we can catch them and counter and get our own 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s. And I think that's what we had last game against them here. So we want to try and do that again. And just in the zone, they just funnel pucks to the net. They don't fool around. I think they know that their talent pool isn't at the highest level of the NHL, kind of like where we're at. We're at a rebuilding stage. We're the same as them. they keep it simple in the O-zone. They try and go east-west behind the net and look for that high F3 coming down the middle, or they get it from low to high and just hammer pucks at the net and hopefully get some luck on the rebound. So, better line rushes against for us will keep us out of that D-zone situation to not worry about it too much.
Good luck on St. Patrick's Day here, Coach. Luck of the Irish today, right?
You got it. Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.